We're looking at easily the most overrated player in this draft.
It's so easy.
That's unreal.
I would never draft him. That's the bottom line.
I mean,
that's a hard no for me.
This is an autopilot first round pick.
He is definitely on my do not draft list. We get it. We get it.
Yeah,
Let's move on. Hello, everyone. This is Hockey Talkie. I'm here. I'm Travis. I'm here. Jesse's here with me. How's it going, Jesse?
Pretty good.
Are you done your Christmas shopping?
Haven't even started.
It's only like a week left till Christmas. You haven't started?
Yeah, our family kind of had like a no gift pact this year. So.
Oh.
We'll see. I might get something random at the end, closer to. But as it is right now, no gifts. So pretty Grinch right now, but not on purpose.
Well, if that's what your family
wants. It's a mutual Grinching, so it's fine. No, I don't know. Like, I'm going to Vancouver on the 22nd, so I'll see them. I'm kind of the gift, is fine. And I don't know.
You're the gift.
Yeah, I mean, the older you get, you don't really. It doesn't really matter. Like, my brother, he doesn't want anything, so we're, like, basically okay with that with each other. We've always had that for a while, so it's okay.
The older you get, you just buy the things that you want anyway.
Yeah, and my parents are like, yeah. Like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know, the same thing. Like, get me a pair of socks or something. Get me, I don't know, a new pair of sweatpants or something. I don't know, just lounge stuff. It's all good. So we'll see how it goes. But as it is right now, then, no, I've not done any. But what about you? I'm assuming you have.
I'm done.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done. Well, my family, for the first time, did the drawing names. So you only have to buy for one person.
Oh, snap.
Instead of, like, your whole family.
Yeah, you don't have
to get the brothers and sisters and mom and dad get separate gifts. It's just one for one person because you only have one person to do.
That's a really good idea.
It's sweet. So that all ties into actually what we're doing this episode.
It does.
We're doing kind of like a shopping episode, and it's going to be on who we're buying and who we're selling. So we got that coming up for you later. You guys know where to find us, at Fantasy NHL Talk, Facebook and Twitter. I'm getting bombarded daily with questions.
Yeah,
on Twitter and Facebook.
You're showing me the Twitter. It was crazy.
Some of these questions are making me think.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy dynasty questions. I was reading, like, shout out to the Owen Tippett guy, because we were just talking about you before the pod.
Yeah, Owen Tippett and Frost and
yeah,
stuff like that.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, maybe we need to watch the juniors this year or something, because, like, it's been a while. Like, I haven't watched the juniors personally in a few years. I think the last one I saw was, I don't know, the McDavid one, maybe?
I always try to catch, like, the gold medal games and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I try, yeah. It's usually, but it's tough because, like, I'm always in Vancouver on the holidays, so, like, I just don't really commit to it as much as I did before. Like, I mean, when's the gold medal game? Like, Boxing Day usually or something?
It's around then.
Or something, or near New Year's? I always forget, but I'm usually not in a place to watch it, which kind of sucks lately.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching as much as I can. Thank you for keeping us on our toes. Because I have to, like, actually look at these players and do more research when you guys ask these questions. So I like it. Keep them coming in. Quick question of the day. Since Christmas is coming up and kids are going to be unwrapping their presents and they don't know what they're going to be getting, It's going to be a surprise. Maybe it's a puppy. What is your biggest surprise so far this year?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Do you want me to tell you mine while you think of yours?
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
My biggest surprise is Ovechkin. He is on a tear. He is out of his mind.
29 goals.
And everyone thought he was going to fall, like, after winning the cup. They just thought he was going to regress. And
not me, friends.
You picked him first overall in our pool.
Not me. Well, I mean, I
shook my head. I was a disbeliever. I was a disbeliever at first. I won't lie.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, a lot of people wrote him off saying he's going to be, like, a drunk because all the keg stand and stuff like that. But I was like, a lot of people don't understand, like, the anguish that this guy goes through year after year. And I was going to think, like, he's going to be so loose this year and he's going to be so happy to not care anymore that he's just going to go out there and score goals.
Yeah, like, they say you're holding the stick too tight, right?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be this
loose and
good. I mean, because he's scoring, like, you showed me yesterday because I didn't really know, but he's scoring at, like, a career clip.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I think 06-07, you showed me that was like the 65 goal season, obviously his best ever. And he's like outscoring that pace right now, which is friggin' scary. I mean, the guy's basically 30 goals, 30 games in. Like, there's talk of 50 and 50
and
already.
Plus 30.
Yeah. So,
like, he's over 30 years old.
Yeah. It's not like he's in his prime, per se. Like, he's for sure on the wrong side of like 30. Like he's moving into his mid 30s, like eventually. But yeah, he's been an absolute monster. The biggest thing surprised to me, as I was telling you before the podcast, is he's on his longest point streak of his career, which is 14 games. So yeah. How has Ovi not had a longer point streak than 14 games? That to me blows my mind.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind. Yeah. And with those 100-point seasons in the past, like, mm-hmm. what is he going to do this year?
Yeah.
He could get 100. He could...
I think he... Well, I mean...
60 goals?
It's hard not to say. I mean, he's on pace right now for, like, 78 goals. So we'll dial that back. Even if we dial it back to 60, that's, like, so attainable right now, which yeah. is so weird. I hope he gets 60 goals. I love it every year when I read those magazines about people predicting the Rocket, and none of them ever pick Ovi.
Nope.
And I'm like, you guys
are... I heard Line A, I heard Pasternak.
Yeah, Matthews. Like, these guys are idiots. Like, yeah, they can score goals, but no one is the GOAT that is Ovechkin. I don't care. So if Ovechkin can play the hockey, he will win the Rocket, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I just don't understand why all these analysts think it's so cool and trendy to pick these young guys to win the Rocket every year, and then Ovi wins every year. It's just, it makes me so mad to read. So
That's a surprise to me. And his health, he's always healthy.
Yeah.
He's always playing. He keeps playing physical. He's playing his style. He's in the slot.
Yeah.
Like, the sky's the limit right now for him. And I'm surprised by that, because I thought regression, I thought maybe he wouldn't try as hard after the cup.
Yeah.
But that's a surprise to me.
Well, I didn't think, yeah, something's like, I don't think he's trying hard. That's the weird thing. I think it's just
he's loose.
He's just loose. He's shooting from everywhere. His puck's going in right now. The power play's still the same. Like, I just, yeah, he's feeling it, man. He's feeling it for sure. So,
surprise for me.
He's been a big surprise. I will agree with that. Beyond that, MacKinnon Rantanen is still the biggest surprise for me.
Oh, yeah.
They're just disgustingly unstoppable. So
we saw a little bit of it last year.
We did see, yeah, we saw a lot of it last year, but they took it to the next level. I mean, I don't know. I think we looked this up last time, the last time there was two teammates that had like 100 points or something. But
right.
These guys, like I said, they're going to have 110 points, 120 points. Like, it's just disgusting. So
yeah, if they keep rolling.
Yeah. It'll be sad to see when they lose in the playoffs, though.
Well.
And you got this guy's like, oh, our top line combined for 320 points.
Yeah.
And then we lose. It's like, oh, feels bad. So but those guys are so good right now, so that's a pretty pleasant surprise.
Someone that's coasting off of Landeskog's coattails when they like got him in like the 12th round is so happy right now.
Yeah, it's like Landeskog's just killing it right
They're
now.
They're like, oh, I'm getting a piece of that combo of MacKinnon Rantanen.
Yeah,
that's pretty satisfying.
Yeah, beyond that, I mean, goalies are always surprises, which we talked about this year. Just how brutal starting goalies have been. I can't think of anything else. Obviously, if you guys think it's a big surprises, let me know.
Those are good ones. Let's go on to that.
That's a fair enough surprise.
Since we didn't do a podcast last week, there wasn't much happening. Brief update on injuries that are happening. Hall day-to-day, Dumba day-to-day, and Letang day-to-day. But this last week, no one out for long-term. So that's good. That's good news for everyone. That's everyone true. In fantasy, knock on wood, glass. I don't have any wood around me. Schedules this week are going to be bonkers. We're just looking at this. There are 18 teams playing 4 games this week.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And because of this like crazy schedule, next week during the Christmas break, almost every team is playing 2 games. So load up your players this week. Next week's not going to be very fantasy relevant for anyone because you're only going to get 2 games out of every player. But 18 teams. Take a look at it on, what do we use? Daily Fantasy.
Daily Faceoff.
Daily Faceoff, sorry. And check out those teams. Put your players in. Next week, I don't think we're going to do a podcast just because there's so few games. And then you're going to Vancouver as well. We might try to squeeze in something during the week, but...
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, with the absolute limited action that's going to be happening that week, probably not a lot to talk about. But we'll see how it play it by ear. Nonetheless, that's that. Yeah, I think the team that plays the least is Edmonton this week.
Edmonton plays 2 games this week.
So 2 games and then 2 games again.
And then 2 games
again. Yeah, so they play 4 games in the next 2 weeks. So that's... someone to look at, I guess, but you're playing your Edmonton players anyway, obviously. I mean,
like Draisaitl, McDavid, and
yeah,
then you're
still... the ones you only play, the two you only play. So, yeah, for sure.
We blitzed through that.
Yeah, we really did. That was fast. But I guess there really wasn't too much.
No, not much going on. Once you get into like the meat of the season, it just kind of rolls over.
Yeah.
Like, there's not many hiccups, not many guys to pick up once you're going. But we're still going to try to make it interesting with episodes like this.
Faux show.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Shopping for or shopping to sell. So we got a couple guys here, forwards, defense, goalies. I'm going to start off one that I'm shopping for.
Okay. So who do you want?
I want Krejci.
David.
David Krejci from the Bruins. Bergeron is out. There's no official timetable yet. He's skating right now. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, if Christmas only has these two games kind of thing, maybe they'll hold him out to the new year. So you definitely get a month or, well, at least 2 or 3 weeks out of the guy for sure.
And
he's number one center.
Number one center, playing with Pasternak and Marchand. He has 8 points in 5 games. Makes since sense. Being on the top line there. Yeah. So if you have any movement or you don't have a trade limit cap or anything, even I picked him up and we have a trade limit cap.
Yeah.
But I was like, I need a piece of this right now. Put him on my team, and he's been fine.
Yeah, no, he's been great. Yeah, if you need any sort of center depth or anything like that, definitely pick up Krejci. That assignment is super enviable.
I think 3 assists last game.
Yeah, Krejci, he's definitely a playmaker kind of guy, and being able to pass to Marchand and Krejci is pretty, or sorry, Marchand and Pasternak is as sweet as it gets. So I would not be surprised if he ends up with like 12 points in 6 games. So, yeah, the main thing is just keep an eye on Bergeron when he's back, but he had a crazy sterno injury, so, yeah, he's skating, but, I mean, I doubt the team's going to force the dude back before Christmas.
Right, and this is, like, a known thing with Bergeron, yeah. Right? So, give him a little bit of time over the Christmas break. I can see them doing that in the new year, look for someone else. But you get 6 games out of Krejci with potentially 2 points a night.
Yeah, I mean, that could win you 2 weeks in your league or whatever, however you guys do it. So, yeah, I mean, that's as free as points are going to ever be. So
I'm shopping. I'm looking for him. Who do you got? You got a forward for me?
Yeah, sure. I've got a forward I'm shopping for. I'm digging in the old bargain bin for this guy. We're pushing across those $2 DVDs that are in that bin, and there's Alonzé Kopitar at the bottom. We've hit that point where Kopitar is going to hit that midseason. We faded the first 30 games. He was god-awful. A lot of teams probably cut him by now. A lot of teams have been trying to trade this guy. It's kind of a risky play, but it is a $2 bargain. It's not going to cost you a lot. That's the best thing. So I would try to acquire Kopitar from every team you can and ride him for the rest of the year. We're going to hit that point where he's a massively historically slow starter. We say this every podcast, every year. And, I mean, he got 92 points last year. The team hasn't changed. Hopefully they'll figure it out. Kopitar is going to be the guy to do it. And the best thing is you don't have to pay for him. So give up some guy you got some minor value out of in the 10th or something like that. That's on a little streak right now. Yep. And try to pick him up and use him for the rest of the year. If he sucks, 20 more games in, I apologize. Cut him. It didn't cost you much. But if he starts doing his midseason stuff like he has been doing for the rest of his entire career, then you look like a genius because now he's picking up his stuff. That being said, I don't expect the Kings to win a lot of games, but he's got to pick it up, and he's done it year after year after year. And
history is the best predictor of the future.
He has to do it again this year. It makes no sense. You don't go from 92 points to like 40 points. But
just push those DVDs aside.
Yeah.
Don't get Scary Movie 3.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's
don't
in there.
Don't get Aliens 4.
Master and Commander, $2. I don't know, whatever's in there. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, yeah, this is the guy I want on
Gremlins
my team.
Gremlins 4.
It's tough for us because we have so little forwards. But if you are in a team that you have some space, the guy with Kopitar will move him. I promise you. If you offer him any player that's like...
Oh, he's probably on the waivers somewhere.
Remotely good. You'll get Kopitar, or even if he's on the waivers, just pick him up. The time is now. Give him January and February. Give him 2 months and see what he does. But he's the guy that I'm definitely buying, and it's sweet because he is bargain bin right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Is he on the waivers in our league?
Nah, he's still on the team. Oh, he's on the last place.
I was going to say, give me 5 minutes so I can pick him up.
He's on like the second last place team. No, no surprise.
Just rotting.
So I don't know if I can extract him from that team, to be honest. But for you other guys, maybe there's some opportunity there.
Sweet. Another guy that I am shopping for, forward, is someone that everyone's heard by now. Case. How do you say his first name?
Andre?
Andre?
Yeah. It's like Andrej. It's like,
it has a J in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, you remember Pavlik, the goalie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the same first name, Andre Pavlik or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Case playing on the top line, top power play unit in Anaheim right now. People look at like the last couple days and he's had like, did he have a hat trick? I thought he had a hat trick.
I don't remember.
A couple games.
I know he had a big game though.
So he's been like really, really good lately and he's on people's radar now. If you look at his stats through the whole year, he's been consistent all year. He's been chipping in with assists and goals and stuff throughout the whole year. So I'm surprised that a lot of, he's only owned in like 50% of Yahoo leagues. I'm surprised that people aren't giving him a little more attention for being so consistent.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Raquel is like injured, so he's day to day. Perry, we were just checking an update on him today, and he's still out till March.
March 1st is
so
his return.
The top line is still Getzlaff, who is an elite center as it gets anyway, and Case and whoever else. I mean, Getz will pass to Case, and that's free goals all the time. So I've looked at him in our league a few times. I'm sure lots of people have as well, and I like that pickup a lot. I think, again, he's value or he's on the waiver wire, and he's definitely worth picking up. Like, he has to play top line. Like, there's no one else on that team right now that can play top line. So yeah. I love those assignments.
Unfortunately for him, he's not in the bargain bin.
No,
he's in the flyer already.
Yeah, he's in the flyer.
Everyone sees the good deal in the flyer, and they're like, oh, I should go get that.
Andre Case. Okay.
Definitely worth it. I'm looking for him. I think he's still on our waivers right now.
Yeah, he is.
With all these like injuries rolling through, he's an awesome pick, especially for these four games coming up this next week.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
No, I do. I think that's a great. I liked making the case for Case.
Ooh.
That's all I have for buy, to be honest.
No other forwards to buy?
No, I was just going with that.
I got to sell one for you.
I mean, I got some sell, but I got, yeah.
Go ahead. Go give me a sell one then.
Okay. My sell is Pacioretty. I'm sorry, fam.
No way.
I know you picked up Pacioretty. Dude is a healthy scratch last game. I don't know. He's my sell, and the reason why he sells is because he has actually been good. So,
Did you hear why they scratched him?
No.
Because they wanted to get Stastny in the lineup.
So they decided to cut.
And their roster was too full, yeah.
So Pacioretty's the scratch?
Because
he's
on
not even a center.
Yeah, I know. They didn't want to, like, scratch one of their bottom
scratch
Reeves
six guys or something crazy.
Because they wanted to keep those lines together and rolling.
Good God.
So they're like, okay, well, Stastny's going to go in like one or two here, so we need to get one of those players off. That's what they said. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's character issues. I mean, Patches is a great guy. Well, now you're changing my mind because of Stastny's back. But still, I'm sticking with scratching, selling Pacioretty. Pacioretty is as hot as he's going to be right now. And move him for Kopitar. There you go. Free advice.
Oh.
Patches for Kopitar. Easiest trade in
hey,
your life.
The player in our league drafted both Patches and Kopitar.
It's true.
Well, that's funny because one of my sells is Stastny.
Yeah, we're sort of on the same page, you know?
So what I like about Stastny is that no one has him on their team right now.
Nope.
You can pick him up off the waivers and you can give him a perceived value of 65 points and then you can sell that value without him even playing a game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like...
Right? He's played one game.
Illusion of value.
16 minutes. And everyone that watched... I didn't watch the Vegas game. That's not my favorite team to watch. But everyone was saying that Stastny made a big difference for the top line.
Looks
and
good.
It showed. Because they focused more on Stastny in the second line. And the first line got
has
five
space.
Goals or something. They had more space, right? So Stastny is going to be a big part of this team. It's just working him in. And this is a good time. He's played one game. He didn't get any points, but you can give that value of 65 points and trade him to someone that's interested in that. Someone on the bottom team is like, okay, I need someone to come back. I need a shot in the dark.
Yeah, I have Kopitar on my roster. He's
just
done
keep
nothing.
Going back to Kopitar.
There's a fresh new center in Vegas. Kopitar's no. I it's great. I mean, that's like hilarious. It's like selling. It's like selling an idea. It's like,
right, exactly. You don't need anything.
You don't
on
even
your
need
team.
Anything out of the guy. It's just like, oh, I happen to own Paul Stastny. It's like, what do you need? It's
yeah.
like, of course.
He's coming back. So trade that value away for. I'm trying to think who would be in that realm. Looking at the board.
I don't know. Some tier two, tier three centerman. I don't know.
What about like Monahan? Monahan may be a little high.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look at the list here.
What about for like Nuge?
Yeah, something like that.
right? Someone that's like that's doing good, but the guy's like, okay, I could trade Stastny and get a center. I think it's a good idea.
Yep.
Sell him and you don't even need to pay anything for him. He's in like the donation box before you get into the store. You just like pick him out of there. Oh, look at this. Yeah. Paul Stastny. Paul Stastny. I'm going to trade this away. I'm going to give this to someone else.
I drew names. I'm going to give it to my mom.
Yeah, exactly. This is like a re-gift.
A re-gift.
You're re-gifting Paul Stastny to someone else. You got any more sells?
I was kind of thinking about selling Nico Hischier, but I don't know if he's worth anything either. Because the Devils have been a really weird team this year, and I thought Hischier and Hall would be destroying by now. And Hall's been okay. He's like on pace for like 85 points again, so I'm sure he'll recover. But they've been brutal. Like Hischier anyway has been really, really not effective right now. So he was on my list, but again, I didn't know what I could tell for value-wise. So so anyway, he is a sell. Perceived value, I guess, but that's a tougher sell. So I won't really make too much points about it. But I had him noted as a possible sell. But
that's a tough one.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's
I don't know
if anyone sees value in
that. Yeah, it's a tough sell right now. So
maybe Dynasty.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're looking for
If you're looking for a future and you want some young kids, I mean, he will be good. I mean, sophomore slump is real. Mm. It's not some fake voodoo thing. Unless you are a wonderkind like McDavid, that you can avoid those. But he's sophomore slumping like a madman right now. So I think he'll, I'm sure he'll have some good games the rest of the year, but he's definitely going to be a lot better next year. So
yeah,
that's maybe a tough sell. But it's a good dynasty buy now that I think about it. Because you could buy him for literally pennies now. Stash him for next year.
There you go. So you did have another buy.
So there you go. So it is another buy. Yeah. Buy Hischier for next year if you're in a dynasty league. His value is terrible right now, which is dream for you. So if you're sitting in those like positions from 5 to 12 in your league and you're like, do I really want to make a huge push and blow up my team? Don't do it. Buy Hischier off someone, especially if they're in a team that's above you, and reap the rewards next year. So there you go. Some free dynasty advice.
There you go.
Rare.
Turn that around.
Rare dynasty advice from Jesse.
Turn it around. Good. Yeah. Okay. My other sell is going to hurt some people.
Oh, what do we got?
It's going to
hurt me.
No, it's not going to hurt you.
Okay, that's good.
Because you already cut this person.
Oh, feels good.
Jeff Skinner.
Oh,
I am saying sell Jeff Skinner.
I agree.
Skinner's value is never going to be higher than it is right now at this moment.
You're not wrong.
He is in the top of the goals, like a couple behind Ovechkin, and Ovechkin was drafted first in our league. I mean, where was Skinner drafted? 10th, 12th round. This guy his value is so inflated. Imagine what you could get for him.
Yeah, I mean, if I still had him, for example, I drafted Skinner in the 12th round.
Like, could you get a Malkin for Skinner right now?
I could get, like, a Kuznetsov or, like, a Jamie Benn who was in second round.
Or a Sagan.
A Sagan, yeah. Like, that's how disgusting this guy's value is right now.
I'm not saying that Skinner is going to, like, have a huge regression.
Yeah. No.
If you're looking to build your team and, like, change from a B player to an A player, or you want to get that superstar on your roster, there's no better value than Skinner right now trying to move him for something else.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. We're not in a league anymore that has to deal with that kind of stuff, just because obviously without the picks and stuff, so trading like that is harder. But nonetheless, if you're in a league, I mean, like I said, unless you're contending for like first and second place and you really think that Skinner is the key to your victory, move the dude, man.
Yeah.
Like,
you could have done Skinner for Line A.
I could
a couple
have.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And that would have been a deal that the Line A owner would have been like, you know what? That's fine. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
And I would rather have Line A going forward, right? He's young.
Yeah, I mean, I could have did Skinner for Hall.
Yeah.
I could have, like, anything. It's disgusting how high Skinner's value is, like, for sure. So.
And the Skinner owners that want those superstars, like, this is the green light.
Yeah. Don't be like me where you just cut a guy for nothing. Turn Skinner into gold and reap that 100 ADP swing that you could get off that guy. So
yeah.
I agree. It is weird to sell a guy who's on fire, but
don't wait for him to get cold.
But yeah.
This is Buffalo. Remember this?
Yeah. So yeah, there's a chance it dries up. I mean, Skinner's been, I don't want to say lucky, but he's been very fortunate so far. So, I mean, there is a little bit of regression that's definitely could happen.
After Buffalo's 10-game winning streak, they're on like a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they still have a good team and they can do it, but they just need another year to get things moving. I think regression is coming for a lot of these Buffalo players.
Yeah.
Except for Eichel, because he's amazing.
Yeah, Eichel's unstoppable. It was a matter of time until he became the like juggernaut it is. Funny thing about Eichel is he only has 12 goals.
Yeah.
Isn't that pathetic? Like, the guy's so good. He has,
the Skinner's getting them all.
I know, he's got like 40 points or something like that. He's just like an absolute monster. I was watching the game he scored against like Washington or something or whatever last night.
Oh, that goal was
and he
insane.
Scores like this like dangle shorthanded goal or short side goal. And I was like, man, that's tight. 12th of the season. I'm like, ooh. Yikes. I got the like 12th, man. You're on pace for like 24 goals. I mean, that's so not what I expected. So, but obviously Skinner's been taking the lion's share of that. I mean, yeah, Eichel's unstoppable. We can go on about him forever. But yeah, move Skinner.
If I'm a Skinner owner right now, I'm trying to get Malkin.
If I had Skinner still in my brain, I'd be moving him for any top tier player. Like I said, I'd have Hall on my team right now or something and just get rid of the guy.
Sweet.
No, I like it.
Let's move on to some defense.
All right. My bye is kind of opposite of what we've been preaching, but it is Dahlin from Buffalo. Dahlin, he settled in. He got three points last night. He's finally... This is what you got to do with those rookie wonderkins, especially defense. You got to wait. I mean, he had a brutal start to the year, which is obviously to be expected. I mean, it's an 18-year-old defenseman. Takes a while to learn the system, learn the game. He's getting some top PP unit. His team's on fire. He gets to play with Eichel. He gets to play with Skin Dog, as we were just talking about. I know it's ironic, but...
isn't it ironic?
If you are in a non-dynasty league, you can obviously get this guy no matter what. If you are in a dynasty league, this is going to be a tough. So I'm not going to... expect any miracles out of you guys in dynasty leagues of prying the number one pick off someone else. But if you are in a normal, just redraft league,
he's on the waivers.
Yeah, he's either on the waivers or pick him up. I think he's gonna keep it up for the rest of the season. I think he's finally settled in. I think he's on the waivers on our team league.
Yep.
I'm not 100%. Okay.
Yeah.
So he maybe is. We only have three defensemen, so I can't cut any of mine. I have too many studs. But if we had more defensemen, this guy would be on my team a long time ago. And he looks great. And he looks like the 18-year-old phenom that we think he's going to be. I don't think he's going to win the Calder. He has no hope in my opinion. But he actually looks great. He's a lot of fun to watch. And Buffalo is a team on the rise. And I think they're going to do okay and good for the rest of the year. And Dahlin will be a big part of that. I think they'll start giving that guy like the 25 minutes eventually. And he'll start just crushing points. I think next year, going forward, all that stuff, everyone knows he's going to be amazing. But even for the rest of this year, he looks good. So... he's definitely a guy that I want to buy. And in redraft leagues, his value is cheap. So that's why, for me, it's easy to get a guy like Dahlin, because it's like, whatever. It doesn't cost you anything. Obviously, dynasty leagues, tough luck, I guess. So,
I did say this, not to toot my own horn, but I did say that Dahlin, a couple pods ago, I said that he's really doing well. Same with Risto.
Like, yeah.
They're both doing really well for Buffalo.
Yeah, I was impressed with how well Dahlin was doing. I was watching the Buffalo game. Just because they played the Caps, so of course it happened to be like a game I was interested in because I wanted to see if Ovi could do the first player to get three consecutive hat tricks.
Oh, that'd be insane.
Yeah, but he only got seven goals. So
only.
Two hat tricks and one. So it was a valiant effort. Pathetic. No, I'm just kidding.
they say Dahlin like Lindstrom.
Yeah.
Like lots of comparisons.
He looks that good. He looks that good. So
he does really look that good.
So that's my buy for defenseman, just because, again, it's not going to cost you a lot. But like I said, dynasty, good luck.
I got two here. For my buying that I'm shopping for. The first one I already have. I got on my team. I actually did. I looked at Dahlin. And it was between Dahlin and Darnell Nurse.
Okay.
Oscar Klefbom in Edmonton is out for 4 to 6 weeks. With, I think it was a finger. Something to do with one of his fingers or something.
Finger.
Yeah,
okay.
Hand, something cool. Like that. And since then, Nurse has 8 points in his last seven.
Yeah, he's getting used. That's for sure.
Can we just talk about how Hitchcock has turned this team around for a second?
I know. It's
like,
unreal.
It is out of control how they can play defense all of a sudden.
I mean, that's what happens when you have a real coach. No offense to McClellan and his... I mean, Hitchcock comes in, he puts the magic line back together.
Well, where was Hitchcock before?
Like
St. Louis,
St.
right?
St. Louis, he was there forever.
Phenomenal defense.
Yeah.
Pietrangelo, Parayko, like all those guys thrived in his system.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to Edmonton, that's what you get.
Yeah.
You get a good coach, right?
Yeah. It's night and day. That team has improved. I think they're like 8-2 with him or something. Like, it's absolutely bonkers the stuff he's been able to extract out of that very shaky decor is all of a sudden like a wall. So
they're all looking. Clefbaum was looking good too.
Yeah,
Clefbaum would have been my pick.
Yeah,
if he wasn't out. So Nurse is obviously my pick there. He's playing all the power play time with McDavid, Drysdale. 8 points last seven. What more do you want from your defense?
Yeah, he hits, he shoots, he does whatever you need. He's got a draft pedigree. I like him a lot. I think it's a great pick. Definitely a guy you can get in most leagues. Won't cost you a lot, so I think it's a good buy, especially for the next month and a half anyway. I mean, that's a good 20 games you can get out of him.
Yeah, did you hear what the Hitchcock did? What he changed?
No, I have no idea.
He said the main thing that they changed on defense is instead of protecting the pass when they're on a power play and stuff, is they're going towards the puck.
Okay.
So instead of just sitting there waiting for the pass to go to the next guy and trying to intercept the pass, they're just skating towards the player with the puck. So it's putting more pressure.
So it's more like man-man defense kind of thing.
Right. So if the guy comes around the corner, he kind of goes towards him instead of just waiting for the pass and waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
Which makes 100% sense.
Which is like, seems to be obvious when you think about it. But
why would you not want to pressure that guy with the puck?
I mean, I didn't watch the Edmonton games, but if they were that soft on defense, that's a horrible thing. If you're just playing like zone defense,
they're holding their sticks out,
waving their sticks,
swinging them back and forth trying to get the pass,
and they're skating backwards or whatever. Yeah,
instead of like the guy has the puck, go to meet him.
Yeah,
like put body on him first. That's all he said. He said, "I just want those guys to go towards the puck."
Yeah, touch the guys, do this,
and then all of a sudden they're like good.
Yeah,
because they're going towards the puck. Like this seems so simple to me, but. I'm not a coach. So,
no, I'm not either. But that is hilarious that's what was going on. And oh my god, what a team! Everything's crazy.
Do you have another that guy that you're shopping for defense? Because I got one more.
Defenseman I wanted to buy. I liked. No, I got no one.
No one.
No, I gotta sell all that stuff.
I am turning my tone slightly toward Erik Karlsson. Before the beginning of the year, I was saying that Burns and Karlsson aren't going to have enough points to go around. Mm-hmm. Karlsson is quietly putting together a good season.
Yeah, he's starting to chisel in now for sure.
He's got a couple assists the games. He's not putting up like big three-point nights with two goals.
Yeah, or goals anymore, yeah.
But he is still getting those assists, which is still valuable. He has, I think it's eight in the last eight. Just slowly cruising along. And people are kind of down on Karlsson because they expect this 80-point defenseman. So what you're going to buy is a 65-point defenseman or a 70-point defenseman, but that's still insane value for a guy that carried Ottawa for so many years.
Yep.
I like it. I like shopping for him.
Yeah, I mean, try. I mean, you got to do it. Like I said, he's had a slower start, but he's definitely picking it up now. You know he's going to go probably 40-40 in his last game, 40 games. So he's just too talented not to do it. And, I agree. That's a great time to buy him.
It's a little bit of a harder buy because he has such high pedigree.
Yeah, and his name is obviously worth a lot, but there's nothing things can be done. So
if you want to trade a Dumba that's on fire right now for an Erik Karlsson, I think that's a no-brainer. Yep. I'd take Karlsson all the time.
Yeah, Morgan Rielly, all those guys that are super hot, stuff you can do with that.
Yeah, exactly. Are there any guys that you're selling?
Yeah, I have
you're
two defense.
Selling while it's hot?
One is not when it's hot. One is just selling Ghost Bear. Give up, cut the reins, put him in the bargain.
Oh, that's just a drop.
Put him in the bargain bin. But you can sell him based on his name. He had 65 points last year. That's nothing to sneeze at.
You think someone would buy that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it would be high, but I'm just saying there's a chance you could just move him on perceived name value before he totally has an awful season. So it's not a huge sell, but it's a sell. My second sell is a lot better. May pain some people to say Subban is back soon, which means that you can definitely extract some value from my boy Yossi. I own Yossi. He's been kicking butt, and I've always wondered, and I was wondering why, and of course, it's because Subban's gone for the last month. So he's been getting those plum first power play units, all those things all the time, and he's been absolutely destroying. And I love Yossi. He's on my team. But if you're in a deeper league or something like that, this is definitely a guy that you could turn into like an Erik Karlsson or something. You can turn into a higher tier guy just because of how strongly he's been performing. Once Subban is back, he's gonna lose points for sure.
Just the power play time,
the power play time, just the less minutes, the less, it's like the opportunities will just thin out a bit, like no matter what. So as hot as Yossi has been, which has been great for me personally, the good times will come to an end eventually. And so he is a guy that I would be looking at to move for someone a little bit more stable going forward. I'll probably end up with Yossi on my team for the rest of the year just because I don't really know if I could get anything out of a lot of these guys.
Maybe two for one, a package deal or something.
Yeah, it would be a tough trade for me. We only have three defensemen on our team, so a lot of teams just have stud defensemen already. But if you're in a team that obviously has more and stuff like that, he's a guy I'd be looking at to moving because, like I said, once Subban is back, Subban's back on the top unit. He's back to getting those points, and Yossi's just hoping for second power play unit and maybe some 5-on-5 assists. Yeah. So he's still a fantastic player, but it's not going to be as feast as it was with Subban out. So he's my guy that I would be trying to sell for that high, super high value at the moment.
Yeah, that's definitely someone I'm selling. I like it. What about some guy in the pretty much the exact same role is Petrie?
Yeah, the second fiddle.
So Shea Weber comes back from injury. Now, Petrie is still getting points right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone can throw this in my face if Petrie maintains this all year, but I don't think he can. I think he is going to have a diminished role. It's just going to keep, once Weber gets healthier and up to speed, it's just going to start Petrie lower, like minutes per game.
Yeah, I mean, Montreal is scoring 5 goals a game right now, so that's why Petrie's getting points. I stashed Weber, so I've had Weber the whole year, and I got him back, and he's been fantastic for me. And that's him not even, like, at full crazy potential yet. I'm sure he still has a couple more weeks to get back in total stride. So, yeah, I think Petrie, same thing. Sell the guy. He's got value right now, right? I mean, he's got points. Yeah. He's getting points. Will he keep it up the rest of the year? I would also say that I don't really think so. I think,
like I said, if he does, then everyone can tweet say, you're an idiot.
That's fair. Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, most teams can't run two profitable defensemen, especially not a team like Montreal.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So,
Petrie's the odd man out
there. Yeah, he's the odd man out. I mean, eventually Montreal's going to have to start playing defense, and they're going to not score as many goals. And if they want to have a playoff run, they're going to be like, okay, time to tighten this up. Petrie, you're doing this. You're going to do more shutdown. Weber, you're still a shutdown guy, but, you know, your role is the power play, you know, shoot more kind of thing, and Petrie, you got to play defense or something like that. So eventually I think they will shrink it down. As is right now, they're just like high flying, scoring 5 goals a game, having a good time. But we're only 30 games in. I mean, there's still more than half the season left. Eventually, like, the stars will take over like they usually do, and Petrie for sure will disappear. So like, definitely a guy I'd sell on that value that he is right now and get whoever you can kind of thing.
Yeah. Another guy that I'm seeing being traded a lot is Pionk.
Yeah, Pionk. Yeah,
Pionk, sorry.
No, I don't even know. I just say Pionk. So it could be Pionk for all I know. I just like saying Pionk because there's an I.
It kind of sounds like you're dropping like a penny on the ground or something.
Pionk, Pionk. It's like Plinko.
Yeah, like Plinko. this is another guy, before we go on to goalies, that you just need to extract that value from.
Yeah.
He's been very cold as of late, but he still chips in with blocks and hits and stuff like that, so yep. He's fantasy relevant in banger leagues. I would wait for a 2-point night from him,
yeah,
and then trade him away.
Yeah, get a couple assists out of the guy, a couple power play points, move him. The only way I can see Pionk getting better is if the Rangers get Panarin. And
people are saying that.
And people are saying that. There's a lot of hype about Panarin coming to the Rangers. So that's the only way I can see the Rangers improving, and then Pionk's value would go up because they have a bona fide power play one now because he got Panarin, yeah. Zibin, and Jettel, those good guys. So that's good. I mean, for sure. But I mean, banking on that is like, you know, of course, it's fools. It's not exactly the best way to win a pool or anything. But nonetheless, trade deadline is February, and
it's coming up.
Panarin's got to go. He's got to go. So a lot of sources say he's going to the Rangers. And if he goes to Rangers land, that's a huge boost for this guy. Beyond that, the team is still a very average team. And there's not a lot of points to go around for Pionk, so
yeah,
it's tough sledding for him.
And Shattenkirk was injured for a little bit there too,
yeah.
So that's why he was getting so much time. So sell him if you have him. You got some goalies? I got two.
Yeah, I got two as well. My first is a bye, just because of Hitchcock's system. My bye is Koskinen, Mikko Koskinen. He is astonishing 7-0 at home. He has an 11-3 record. He is a monster right now. He is so consistent, which is the opposite of what Talbot's been doing. I picked him up last night. I cut Bishop. This shows how much faith I have in this guy. I have faith in the Hitchcock system. And I think he's going to be great going forward. I hope that he turns into be the starter. I hope that Talbot only gets 10 starts the rest of the year, obviously, because I own the guy. But nonetheless, Koskinen has actually brought some stability to Edmonton, which is exactly what that team needs.
You don't think Talbot will come back at all?
I think he'll get starts and stuff like that. But I don't know if he can steal starts from this guy right now. He's so... I think he's going to play every home game for sure because he's 7-0 at home.
Yeah.
So that's a gift. So that's 25 of the last 50 games that he's going to play. So bam, done. He'll play every home game. Easy. And then beyond that, he'll get whatever road starts.
We've talked about Talbot before, and he was already shaky before.
Yeah.
He had one really good year when it was 40 wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I haven't seen much from him since then.
Yeah, he disappeared last year. He had an okay run at the end of the year, but still missed the playoffs. If this team wants to make the playoffs, which there's a lot of pressure on this team to do, they got to go with the goalie that's steady and getting them there, and it's Koskinen right now. Like, I mean, yeah. there's no other options. So to me, this is an easy buy.
You did. You
bought him. I didn't even have to buy him. I picked
right
him
off the waivers.
Where off the waiver wires for the cheap cost of one trade. so I'd pick him up in your league. If you have any goalie troubles, I mean, we've been preaching this all year, how much of a joke goalies have been.
Yeah.
And this is, again, it's another backup stud.
Yeah.
So it's like... whatever. If you don't have any goalies, lucky you. You just got a 30-40 win goalie fall in your lap because
yeah.
a new coach came in and like taught a team how to play defense. So,
he's been playing really good.
Even the game where he let in 4 goals was against Colorado, and he still stopped like 47 shots.
Yeah,
and he was getting shelled by the most like offensively gifted people ever, and they still like won that game. So, I love him. I think he's. Well, I don't know much about him, but I love him going forward as a pick, so I'm definitely going to ride him out for the rest of the season.
Oh, how would you like that as a dynasty pick?
And
that would be amazing dynasty.
That's a good dynasty pick. If you can get the number one goalie for a team that has McDavid that is putting it together.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that is good. I kind of have like a sadistic interest in this team because they said that if the team makes the playoffs this year, Chiarelli's job is safe.
Right.
Which makes me so angry because I want them to make the playoffs because, you know, it's a Canadian team. Good for them. But I want Chiarelli to be fired.
Yeah, he's terrible.
I hate him so much. He's the dumbest guy on the planet. And it's like this two-edged sword. And I'm just like, people think Chiarelli's brilliant now because they have a new coach and they have this new goalie and they're a whole new team. And it doesn't reflect about how poorly managed this guy is and how he's just such an idiot.
Yeah.
So, it's so tough, but as it is, Koskinen is my buy. He won't cost you much, I don't think, if anything. So if you need any goalie trouble, definitely go pick him up. I cut Bishop for him, so that's how I...
That's bold.
Yeah, that's how attached I am to him. What do you got for buy?
My buy, you're not going to like it. You already read it on my paper.
Oh, I looked at it, and I thought in my brain.
Did you cringe a little bit?
I was like, I was like, you have to sell me.
So I'm shopping for. So there's a lot of injuries out there. A lot of people that are looking for goalies that are going to play every game.
Yeah.
You might be a Rask owner and Halak's poaching starts. You may be a Talbot owner. You may be a Kincaid owner, and they're kind of doing these splits thing. Some of you should be shopping for is Jake Allen.
Interesting.
I know. He's like a low goalie on everyone's list. He's not doing very great. He has won last 3 of 4.
Nice.
Do you know the backup in St. Louis?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
And like, if it's not Chad Johnson, I don't know who is in.
No one knows who the backup is because Jake Allen gets every single start.
He's doing his best Craig Anderson, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And Jake Allen is not the problem with this team. It's not the problem that they're losing. Jake Allen has put 35 to 40 stops almost every night and has been playing really well. I was reading articles. People were saying that, you know, Jake Allen was going so low, huge regression. He's getting every single start and 30 shots. He has an okay save percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Started slow, so people were dropping him. But now's the time of the season when the number one goalies start finding their groove.
Yeah.
Mike Smith in Calgary, mm-hmm. right? It's not these timeshares. They're not splitting anymore. And Allen is going to be the number one going forward, and I cannot see this team being as bad as they are.
No, I don't hate it. Like I said, drafting Allen feels bad.
Yes.
Picking up Allen feels good because you can get him on when he's hot. I do agree. St. Louis has been a really weird team. Tarasenko has been ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
Dude can't score. I don't know what's going on. So maybe he picks it up for the second half and they could get some offense to, or give this guy some run support. But, yeah, I have no problem with picking up Allen. You have no problem. I mean, like, the top-rated goalie in our league that is unpicked up is Craig Anderson. And I think he's in the top five. And he's just on our waiver wire because nobody wants to pick up Craig Anderson because everyone's like, do I want an Ottawa goalie? Like, can I physically take an Ottawa goalie? And it's the same idea. It's like, do I pick up the St. Louis goalie? But he's going to play every game, like you said.
Yeah.
Maybe he wins 75% of them like he's at right now, which is 3 out of 4. That's amazing. And he's going to cost you nothing.
Yeah.
Like nothing. It's like, it's crazy. It's so cheap.
If people are worried about like these, all these split goalies, like I have all these questions on Twitter about Rittich and
exactly.
Like Kincaid, Schneider, the Matt Dell Murray, and all this stuff. Smith.
Yeah.
There's a number one goalie out on the people's waivers that is playing every game. Yeah. That's Jake Allen.
Yeah. Jake, exactly.
Like I'm turned around on him. I've watched some games of him and he is not the problem in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. His job is secure. He's playing good. The same thing with Gibson last year. They're saying the Ducks are losing so many games, but Gibson is amazing.
Yeah.
He's playing so out of his mind. And Jake Allen is doing his best Craig Anderson impression. He's doing well. Buy him. If you're looking for a goalie, Jake Allen is a safe bet right now.
No, I like it. Like I said, I don't like drafting Allen, but I have no problem with these midseason pickups. I think that's totally fine. Obviously, like you said, he's playing every single game. I mean, if you got a split, if you got any sort of situation over the long run, these guys are better.
Yeah.
They play the more games. Like I said, Craig Anderson is like, whatever, 15-15, but he still has 15 wins.
Yeah.
So if you're in a league that doesn't like punish you for losses or anything or goals against, these are the stud goalies that you need. So, no, I have no problem with that pick. I like it. It's not as cringy as I thought. So
I just like the number one.
Yeah.
I just like that he's number one and we don't even know his backup.
I'm the same way, man. I had Craig Anderson for a month and I never thought I'd have an Ottawa goalie. So, but he started every game.
Yeah.
Every game. So it's pretty free points. So.
And they got to turn it around. Their team is too talented.
It's too good, man. And Tarasenko's cold. They just got Schwartz back, so that's going to help. It can't be as bad as it's been so far. I can't believe how bad they've been.
Like I said, lately they've been doing good. Mm-hmm. They've been doing okay. Allen seems to found his groove, and I'm shopping for him, mm-hmm. especially with people that need goalies.
Yep.
Injuries out there to Luongo or something like that. You need extra goalies. Jake Allen is a little bit of an easy start.
Yeah, I agree.
I only got one more goalie.
Yeah, I got a sell goalie, and that's it.
Okay.
So my sell goalie is the opposite of what I've been saying for Kopitar. It is sell Quick. Quick is done. Quick is going to be traded. Ooh. I'm almost positive. So sell him. Who knows where team he goes to, so you can't really predict that. That's the problem. A lot of teams aren't really looking for a number one right now because, as we talked about, the crazy backup situations. Crazy prediction is Quick goes to Columbus. I don't know. Maybe Bobrovsky goes and they need a goalie there. I don't know where Quick's going.
I'm shaking my head.
The dream is Quick goes to the Flyers, I guess, and that helps him out there. But
do you want to know where Quick is actually going to go?
Where's he going to go?
Seattle.
Seattle. Think he just gets poached?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might next year.
Yeah. They're not going to, once the team comes out and they start doing that protected list, he's not going to be protected. Quick will be the new goalie in Seattle.
Probably.
There you go.
I mean, he'll be maybe 32, 33. Yeah, if you could do a flurry, you never know. But as is right now, like I said, they're not winning any games. The Kings, they're toast. I know this is opposite what I'm saying. Kopitar will get points. He will. But they're not going to win a lot of games because his team's not that good. So nonetheless,
Selling Quick to, though? I don't want Quick.
There's got to be a team.
Who wants Quick?
Well, you trade Quick after he gets traded. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, if he gets... Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so, I said, there's the trade rumors. He's going to be gone in a month, for sure. He's going to be gone. There's no point of having Quick on a team that has 10 wins or something. Like, it's a waste of time. So, Quick is a fantastic goalie. He will be traded within a month to a team that needs a goalie. Now, whether that team is a bottom team or a top team, you don't trade for a guy like Quick to play him in a 1A, 1B situation. The guy's a workhorse. He plays 65 to 70 games a year when he's not dead. And he's someone to look into as a sell. So I guess it's kind of not a sell now. It's more of a sell in a month kind of thing. But
You're doing the pre-orders right now?
Yeah, this is kind of like a buy and stash kind of thing. You could look like a genius if you need a goalie because you could buy Quick for nothing. And then if he gets traded to a contender, which most teams who are buying a goalie would probably be...
What if you went to Pittsburgh?
Well, that'd be the dream.
There you go.
That would be amazing. I mean, if they did like a Murray quick swap or something, and they have like that. I mean, there you go. Now Quick's next year, Quick goes as a top five goalie.
Yeah.
If Quick's on Pittsburgh,
you drop. And then Murray gets a little more time to develop.
Yeah, and Murray can go rot in LA. He's got two cups. He doesn't care. His life's over. It's like it's fine. His
life's over.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, what else do you need, right? I mean, it just play for some stuff. So, if you have spots on a bench, if you have spots on a stash, if you can survive holding Quick for a month, buy him while he's worth nothing before a contender picks him up and the guy goes on an absolute tear and wins like 30 of his last 35 games. I love Quick. I think he's one of the best goalies in the NHL. He's not going to be on the Kings anymore. There's no point. So I think the Kings are going to finally. I mean, I read a thing today that Doughty's on the like available.
Yeah,
like Doughty's never been available.
Yeah,
like Doughty said,
Doughty just signed that massive. Yeah,
he
deal.
Says all the time. He's like, I want to be a King for the rest of my life. I want to be a King for the rest of my life. And now he's available. Like they're listening for offers on him, and they're talking about this. I mean, like if Doughty goes, you don't need Quick. You don't need anything. Yeah. You got the team.
It's rebuild. At that
it's
point.
Rebuild. Exactly. Yeah. You don't need a goalie like Quick in a rebuild. So I promise you, he's going to be traded. If you can pick him up, he's going to go to a contender. Oh, my God, Pittsburgh is such a sweet spot for him. I hope he goes there. That'd be so sick. And, Pittsburgh is my guess. I think Columbus is another possibility. I think Flyers is a possibility. I'm trying to think of teams that could use a goalie. But nonetheless, I think he's going to have a lot of value next year. I guess I can say next year because it'll be after January 1st.
What if he went to Vancouver?
Sure. Vancouver's going to win more games than the Kings. He'll start every game. That's amazing. That's great for Vancouver.
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen.
So, I mean, yeah. Maybe I'm turning Quick into a buy here. What am I trying to say? Okay, yeah. If you hang on to him until he gets to a contender, you sell him. If you have a spot, buy him now for cheap. If not, hold on to the guy. I know he sucks. Hold him until February till he gets traded to a contender. Then extract mega value out of him. That's what I'm trying to say.
There you go.
Okay, so it was a two-parter on Quick. Sorry.
All right. The one that I'm selling right now, we can probably go through this pretty quick because we've said this before. Carter Hutton, Buffalo.
This guy goes from like a buy to a sell like all the time with us. We're like, yeah, Hutton is the answer. And then it's like, he's been okay.
Well, this is just a sell high for me. Yeah. That's all it is. Is very good value right now with Buffalo doing as well as they are. Same with Skinner, right? I still like them.
Yeah.
I still like them going forward. Hutton's going to be a solid goalie. Skinner's going to be a solid player. But you just need to get that maximum value right now. And I think that's Hutton. With the goalies that are out there right now, it's an easy, look at how many wins he has. Like, a 10-game win streak, and he was there for 7 of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a nice little value. That's all I got. Do you got anyone else?
No.
Okay, let's move on to our kudos before
other
we
Christmas
end it.
Sales. Okay, what is your kudos?
You want me to start?
Well, I can start. I don't care. It's all the same to me.
No, yeah, I'll go first. My kudos, I know I'm late to the party on this, but all the VR craze.
Yes.
So there's Oculus Rift out there. I just got the PlayStation VR for my household. It is incredible. The VR is awesome. And like you put on that little headset, you have like the glasses and it wraps around your head, right? You look like an idiot playing it. But it is so fun. The graphics are awesome. There's a Rick and Morty game that came out for PlayStation that is incredible to play. It's hilarious. I've gotten motion sickness 20 times. I've fallen down on the ground maybe half a dozen times. Like, I'm right into the VR. I don't even know what reality is anymore. I feel like I'm being incepted right now.
Get me out.
I need to go put my head on a train track so I know that this is the real reality. I don't even know anymore.
VR is sweet. I've played a bunch of VR as well. I'm not a good VR candidate, however.
You get sick fast?
It's not so much the sickness. I can't handle the heights in VR. I thought I could because my brain would separate it. I played a Spider-Man game where you're on top of a crane. My knees, like, buckled. I fell to the floor. I took off the helmet. It's pretty embarrassing, but nonetheless, oh, my God, is it hard to do with heights. But if you're not doing a game with heights, it is one of the coolest things ever. Shooting the bows, catching, doing whatever it is, walking through the worlds.
There's a racing game, Wipeout.
Racing, that sounds
like
amazing.
Really insane when you're trying to, like, drive through the streets and stuff like that.
Like, it is the future. It feels like you're actually in the future. Like, it's crazy how cool VR is now. Like, I still feel like, oh, VR is like 20 years away. It's like, not really, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, the games out there are that good, and the graphics are that good, and it's absolutely nuts how cool VR is. So.
Yeah, and you're like spinning around, like full 360, up, mm-hmm. down, like there's terrain around you and stuff depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
It is so cool. I played the Rick and Morty game for 3 hours last Saturday, and when I came out of it, I had like terrible depth perception. Like, I was like trying to like grab a pot to like put some macaroni on the stove, like, and I couldn't grab it. I was like, what the heck? Like, why is my... Don't play it for 3 hours straight. Like, take breaks in between, because it's pretty... It messes with your mind. It really does. That's all I've been doing. We've had my family over. My mom and dad tried it. Yeah, like, just loved it. You go in like the ocean adventure and stuff, and you go in a shark tank down into the water and stuff. They loved it. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome, man. VR is sweet. There you go. Good Christmas gift, too, you know?
Well, I bought it for myself. No. Does that count?
Yeah, it's the same thing. You might have pulled your own name out of there. Didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, and just go spend $550 on a VR set.
Travis, sure. Great pick.
What do you got? What do you got for your kudos this week?
My kudos is a shout out to all my friends who smoke meat. If you're a middle-aged...
Smoke meat?
If you're a middle-aged man or a 30-year-old man like I am, apparently you need a Traeger. You need a smoked meat machine. And nowhere has this been more apparent than in my life. I'm one of my best friend. Chris has one. One of my friend Adam has one. And it is just a revolving door of dudes smoking meat and giving you stuff. Yeah. So it has been the dream for myself. All I do is these guys buy slabs of meat from Costco all the time. And they're like, Jesse, I got so much meat. Like, you should come over. And you just get invited to these dinners. You eat like a king. You take meat home like a king. As a single loser as myself, this is the absolute dream, because I don't need to cook for myself. So my kudos this week is for everyone who owns a Traeger, everyone who smokes meat and gives it to someone else, because I have been reaping the sweet, savory rewards of the smoked meat train, and that is my shout-out. I'm sure half the people that listen to this podcast are smoking meat as they're listening right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen more of a cooking phenomenon. It's like cool to cook now. It's cool to...
Like, once you get over 30, it's like you have to have a barbecue and a smoker.
Yeah, that's
like
what side it is. By side. Exactly, that's what it is right now. I've never... Like, it's crazy. I mean, as... I'm not quite an adult, but if I was an adult, I would want a Traeger, man. I would want to smoke some meat. I mean, what else do you do as a man these days is you go in your backyard, you hang out.
Smoke some pulled pork or
something. Yeah, you put your digital thermometer in there, you smoke some pork for the whole day, and you feel alpha, you know?
Yep.
It's like real man stuff.
Manly man
stuff, so... huge shout out to the Traeger owners. Like I said, I've been reaping the rewards.
Smoked meat.
And smoked meat is my kudos. And
from hockey to smoked meat, you get it all on this podcast.
That's manly stuff right there.
That is manly.
It's so good though, man.
It is. It's really
so
good.
The smoked pork, the smoked chicken, you can smoke anything. Smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Smoke a ham. I don't know. Smoke anything. I'll eat it. And it's been just fantastic. So... Smoked wings. I had that. That was amazing.
Ooh, smoked wings.
Smoked wings was really good.
I've had lots of smoked fish before, like smoked salmon.
Oh,
and that'd
stuff. Be so good. I want smoked salmon right now.
Yeah, it's delicious. It is delicious. All right. That's all the time we got for today. Keep us informed on Twitter. Let us know who you guys are shopping and buying, and we'll let you know if it's good or bad with our expert opinion.
Yes, exactly, of course.
The best opinions you can have. And there's no episode next week because it's going to be Christmas. Enjoy the time with your families, and Merry Christmas to all.
Yeah, happy holidays if you're into that PC stuff.
All right, if not, then forget I said Merry Christmas.
Yeah, either way, of course. Yeah, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that good stuff.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.